Hart coming down on the right side. The fumble. Ball's on the field. And UCA has recovered, I believe.
Taylor Scott's there.
Larry Hart lost his helmet, but the Bears have found the football, and they're in business inside the 20.
Wolf throws it. Larry Hart with the interception. 45, midfield. They're going to finally drag him down at the 46-yard line.
To the Rumble Revolution hotline we go to speak to former UCA Bear, current Jacksonville Jaguar, Larry Hart. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Justin. How are you?
Man? I'm great. Good to have you on. Saw that you got your deal done with the Jaguars and happy to hear it. So obviously things are going very well. Been following Jags, I guess it's JagsNation.com, and they've been keeping an eye on you. Sounds like things are going awfully well for you down there.
It is. It's going really well, man. I've had a good opportunity, man, to showcase some of the things I could do during OTAs. I got a great good group of friends and players down there, and the coaches are awesome. So everything is going very well.
So, you know, they talk a little bit about there was some concern. And, again, you're a guy that's always sort of had to prove people wrong. We were talking in the first segment about how, you know, you're a little bit undersized. And Coach Conk and I talked over the years about how if you were, you know, 6'4 or 5, you would have been playing probably in, you know, in the SEC or another major conference as opposed to in the Southland. And, again, you're kind of having to go through that all again. I mean, people are going to doubt you immediately. You come from a small school. And, again, you know, maybe not the sort of the picture perfect from a size standpoint that people would look to for a guy in your position.
Yeah, that's true, man. And you know what? You know, I take a different approach. I embrace those things, man. I use those things as motivation to prove people wrong, man. And, you know, it's fine if I have to take that route. You know, it just means I have to work that much harder. And once I reach, you know, my goals in mind, it'll make it that much better.
So what's it looking like as far as a position for you? How are you going to be used in the Jacksonville scheme?
Right now, they have me as a third down pass rushing guy. So when I pass rushing package comes out there, I'll be out there on the field. And other times, they'll use me as a special teams player.
It's one thing to play and work and get ready for a season when you know you're going to be there. Like, you know, when you were UCA, you knew you were going to be a starter. You knew you were going to be in the running for, you know, a first-team All-Conference and All-American like you were twice. When you're there, though, you're still trying to earn a spot and earn a contract. What was that like? I mean, as far as, you know, I know you wanted to work hard regardless. That's just how you are. But when you're not 100% sure how things are going to play out, it had to be difficult in some ways, I would think, not knowing.
It's a certain amount of frustration and things that go into it like that. But, that, you know, it's part of being an NFL player. You know, you have to deal with the pressure of the game. But, you know, the only thing you can do is just go out there on the field, work hard, prepare, study your playbook, and just try to be the best player you can be. A lot of times, more times than not, you know, it'll take care of itself.
Has there been anybody on the team that you've sort of gotten to know better than others, maybe somebody that's kind of taken you under their wing a little bit?
You know, I'm fortunate to have a good group of guys, man. Aaron Cameron is a really nice guy. He's always willing to pass along knowledge. Terrence Knight, Chris Harrington, you know, just a good group of guys. We do.
So what's the talk down there? I mean, what are the hopes? What are the thoughts on what Jacksonville can accomplish this year?
You know, I tell you, man, Jacksonville, we're the last team in the NFL still working this past week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're really trying to push for playoffs and even, you know, Super Bowl. I mean, that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're working towards. So, you know, that's what we're trying to push for, you know, and everybody's trying to do a little bit more. Coach Del Rio's talking about everybody doing a little bit more. So that's what we're trying to do. And as a rookie, I'm trying to come in and compliment the veterans and do what I can to help the team do what, you know, what our goals are mine to do.
How has the coaching staff been in general? You mentioned Coach Del Rio. How has the reception been with them, and what are some of the things that you guys have talked about your immediate future down there?
The coach staff is great, man. You know, they coach really hard. They push really, really hard. You know, the expectations are high. Coach Del Rio, he's a very fair coach, but at the same time, he's tough as nails. But, you know, we got a good group of coaches, man. They, you know, I have a full confidence in them.
He's pretty well known around the league, I guess, as a pretty intense guy, very demanding head coach. Have you seen that?
Definitely. You know, I tell you, man, once before practice, before we even had a practice, he had us do a little bit of conditioning before practice one time. So sometimes he likes to mix different things up and try to throw some adversity at us to see how we respond to it. So I definitely like him in his style of coaching.
So I see you're listed here as number 59. Did you ask for that, or was that assigned to you?
That was assigned to me.
Okay.
That was assigned to me.
All right. So is that you plan on wearing that throughout? Let's say you end up as a starter down there. What number would you choose if you had a shot at it?
You know, I don't think I'll be able to get 9 from David Garage. So
yeah.
I'm trying to still decide on, like, if I am a starter, what number I'll still get. But, you know, kind of, you know, my main focus is trying to show up, prepare for camp right now.
So when's the last time you played special teams? I don't remember you playing much on special teams, if at all, when you were at UCA. You may have a little bit, but when's the last time you did that? And what specifically, any role on special teams they have you at?
I'm starting right now. They have me on all 4 special teams.
Okay.
And as far as the last time I played special teams, to be honest with you, I really can't remember.
Larry Hart, former UCA Bear, joining us in the zone, just signed a deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So now that the OTAs are over, Larry, what's the plan for you before you guys meet back for camp?
I'm going to do a little bit of relaxing with the family, man. I'm going to celebrate my birthday tomorrow with the cookout with my family.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you. Just kind of work out, stay in shape, and enjoy my time off, and study my playbook some, and get back ready for camp on July 29th.
You get a chance to get around Jacksonville a little bit, adjust to that city?
Yeah, man. I'm going to tell you, Jacksonville is a really, really nice city, man. The beach area is really nice. The downtown has some nice areas, man. It's definitely, you know, no knocking on Conway, but, you know, it's a little bit different from Conway.
It's hard to find the beach in Conway. I've been looking. I didn't see one. So talk about that, too, your experience up there. I mean, of course, it is easier to get noticed at the NFL level playing at a, you know, like an SEC or a Pac-10 school, but certainly things have worked out very well for you. So what would you say to somebody, you know, going into to maybe a potential situation in a Southland Conference school or, you know, UCA specifically?
Well, you know, my main thing was, man, you know, just controlling the things that you can control, man. Just being a good person, because a lot of times when the NFL scouts come in, they talk to your coaches, and you want your coaches to say good things about you. You know, treat everybody with respect, be a good person, be a good football player, take care of your business in the classroom, man. And also having faith in God is also a good thing to have also. So, a lot of times maybe do those things more times than not, things work out in your favor.
I don't think anybody had a shaken faith in God last year, but let's be honest, it was a frustrating season and a frustrating way to go out for you as a Bear. I think it was the loss is complete, total by 23 points. I think the worst loss was, we played a clip there from the Hawaii game, a disappointing, frustrating 5-point loss there. I think that was the worst loss of the season. Anything to be learned from that, or just that you don't like being frustrated and losing close games?
Probably the thing to learn from that, man, is you know, that you just got to keep fighting no matter what. You know, and I think every game this year, it shows you that, you know, we showed up and we competed in every game. I don't think we gave up. You know, even towards the end between the Blues and Soda, that we battled every game. You know, we came out and we showed the type of character to keep battling. So no matter what happens in your life, we just got to keep battling, you know, and just keep trying to push forward and stay together as a team.
Larry, I'm glad to see things are going well for you so far, and we wish you lots of luck, and hopefully we can get you on again as we get closer to the start of the season.
Yeah, definitely, Justin. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Cool. All right, Larry, hey, man, enjoy your birthday tomorrow. It's going to be all business here before you know it, so enjoy your time with your family, and appreciate the time. We'll get you on again soon.
Okay, appreciate it, Justin. Have a good one.